Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo said all state institutions must revise their financial statement. Minister Erlangga Hartarto said Japan wants to strengthen investment in Indonesia. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo ensured that he would constantly remind each ministry or state institution to revise their financial statement based on the government's accounting standards. As quoted by Tempo.co, President Joko Widodo affirmed in the State Palace Jakarta on Wednesday that those having qualified opinion and disclaimer from the Supreme Audit Agency to be attentive and urge them to kick off coordination and innovation to solve the finding. He also pointed out that Indonesia can improve and optimize the management of public finance. This is Indonesian constitutional responsibility for the country and moral responsibility for the society that state's money and people's money must be used only for the people's interest. To receive a better financial statement, President Joko Widodo also wants each ministry or institution to put high concern on prepaid expenses, good expenditure, capital expenditure, fixed assets, projects under construction, and intangible assets. Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto said that large-scale Japanese company Sojitz Corporation would like to strengthen its investment in Indonesia. Through his statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, Minister Erlangga hopes that Sumitomo Mitsui Banking Corporation can realize success stories for financial sector investments in Indonesia so that it can invite the financial sector in Japan to increase their investment in Indonesia. As reported by Antara, based on a U.S. news service, which was identified 20 countries as the best investment destination in 2018, Indonesia ranked second best country to invest. Meanwhile, the World Bank version of the report, Indonesia's ease of business ranked 73rd out of 190 countries in the world. This rating increased from previously ranked 120th. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi predicts that the traffic peak of Idul Fitri homecoming or Mudik will take place on Friday, May 31, 2019. While monitoring the Nagrek Southern Coast Road in Bandung Regency West Java on Thursday, Minister Budi reasons that the Nagrek Highway has its own attraction for those to travel to Garut, Tasikmalaya, Ciamis or even Central Java. He acknowledged that some southern coast roads are highly attractive to travel through, especially those from Jakarta, even though toll roads in the northern coast of West Java have been completely built. Minister Budi was also accompanied by Coordinating Minister of Human Development and Culture, Puan Maharani, Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, Basuki Hadimulyono, and Minister of Health, Nila Muluk. Minister of Tourism Arief Yahya stated that his side wants to develop Serang Banten as a halal tourism destination by considering that Serang has a strong potential for history and Islamic culture. Antara News Agency reported that during a working visit to Tanara, Serang District on Wednesday, Minister Arief Yahya remarked that Tanara is one of the historic sites of Islamic development in Banten. In fact, Serang is the location of birth of national figures such as Hashim Ashari, founder of the largest Islamic organization in Indonesia, Nahdlatul Ulama, and Sheikh Kiai Muhammad Nawawi bin Umar, who was an imam in the Grand Mosque, Saudi Arabia. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Chairman of the Hangzhou Indonesian Students Community, Fandi Putra Limanto, said that through the Indonesian Day program, he, along with the Indonesian Students Association in China, Hangzhou Branch, has the task to introduce the 10 new Bali, 10 tourism attractions outside Bali. As quoted by Antara, he said in Beijing, China on Wednesday that the event, which was held at one of the malls in the capital city of Zhejiang province, involved 91 Indonesian students. Indonesian Day featured batik fashion shows, traditional dress parades, orchestras, and traditional Indonesian dancers. Fandi assessed that this event was the first one held at the mall to help the Indonesian government attract more tourists from China. This year, the Ministry of Tourism targets 3.5 million foreign tourist arrivals from China. Former chairman of Muhammadiyah, Din Syamsuddin, made an appeal to prevent Indonesia from turning into a country of violence following the unrest erupting on May 21st to 23rd, 2019. That claimed several lives and injured hundreds of others. As quoted by Antaranus agency, Syamsuddin said on Wednesday that the tragedy unfolding from May 21st to May 23rd was an apparent rejection to the general election results announced by the General Election Commission, viewed by some section as being unfair. The violence is a matter of a major concern. He said this is nothing but the upshot of appalling violence that occurred during the holy month of Ramadan. All parties, the people and the security officer, should have exercised self-restraint, which is the essence of the Ramadan fasting month. Some 15,000 travelers who will come home are offered free rides by state-owned oil company PT Pertamina to celebrate their Idul Fitri holidays in their villages this year. Human Resources Director of PT Pertamina, Gus Hartanto, remarked while seeing off buses carrying homecomers at the Taman Mini Indonesia Indah area on Wednesday, said that 79 buses are deployed in Pasas and 9 buses from Pekanbaru. The buses are to leave for Palembang, South Sumatra, and Surabaya, East Java. Moreover, PT Pertamina is offering free train and ship rides for employees and their relatives. The number of people availing the free rides offered by Pertamina and its subsidiary has risen to 40% this year. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our group program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Homecoming. Homecoming, or usually called mudit, is a term commonly used when approaching Idul Fitri or Lebaran after fasting during the holy month of Ramadan. Homecoming has the meaning not only to look at the hometown after so long going to wander, but also to be in harmony with parents, relatives, neighbors, and playmates. Therefore, the phenomenon of homecoming is a momentum to share experiences and to show what has been done during wandering about. So it is not surprising that everyone is willing to be able together with family, relatives and friends in the village. The culture of mudit is owned by not only Indonesian people who are predominantly Muslims. In some other countries, there are also family gatherings on holidays which are considered sacred or believed to bring blessings, such as in South Korea called Seolal Day, Chinese New Year, Tet in Vietnam, Thanksgiving and Christmas in the United States. Related to mudit in Indonesia, since the beginning of the year, the government has prepared everything so that the smooth running of mudit can take place well. Almost all infrastructures are well prepared by the government. Completion of the toll road or non-toll road national road is accelerated. The completion of the Trans-Java toll road seems to be completed and connected from Merak in the western end of Java to Probolinggo in eastern part of Java. In Sumatra, the Trans-Sumatra acceleration has been operated by completing some toll roads from Lampung to South Sumatra. In connection with Idul Fitri holidays, homecoming preparation is carried out by several state relevant agencies. Minister of Public Works and Public Housing handles infrastructure. Jasa Marga deals with the toll roads. The Police and Transportation Ministry handle the traffic flow. And even Health Ministry must also take part in handling the health of travelers. This year, at least 14 million people moved from Jakarta and surrounding areas, or called locally Jabodetabek, to their respective villages. The money that will be spent on homecoming this year by the Jabodetabek travelers is estimated to reach 10 trillion rupiah. The peak of the upcoming is predicted to occur on Friday, May 31st. Thus, the readiness of officers from each of the relevant agencies in the field is needed to prevent possible traffic jams and facilitate travelers to be safe and comfortable in arriving at their villages. Even though the progress of technology at present has been able to overcome the meaning of face-to-face meetings, such as through video calls or face-to-face meetings in personal devices without having to go far to where we are heading to, the full presence of the body before the interlocutor has its own values that distinguishes meetings through the internet in personal devices. The values are like an element to respect each other and to love for someone. Hopefully this year's homecoming will be better than the one last year, and it may bring an atmosphere of harmony after escalating political tension during the recent simultaneous general elections. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Today in History. Well, we start from even on May 30th, 1942, when Royal Air Force conducted large-scale bombing to Cologne City, Germany. Royal Air Force conducted the first large-scale bombing to Cologne City, Germany, which is located at the left side of Rhine River. Around 240 hectares of important and strategic industrial area in Cologne was destroyed to be attacked suddenly by Royal Air Force. The attack became the beginning of massive attack of Allies on big cities in Germany, which started the defeat of Germany and its ally in the World War II. The next is Spanish that in 1938, national hero Dr. Sutomo passed away in Surabaya. Dr. Sutomo is the founder of Budi Utomo, the first movement organization in Indonesia. In 1903, he studied at school Thought of Leading Van in Landste Arsian or Stopia in Batavia. Along with his friends from Stopia, Sutomo established an organization called Budi Utomo 1908. After being graduated in 1911, he worked as a doctor of government in various regions in Java and Sumatra. In 1924, Sutomo established Indonesian Study Club in Surabaya, Java. In 1930, he established Indonesian National Party, and in 1935, Parindra or Great Indonesian Party. Dr. Sutomo passed away in Surabaya on May 30, 1938, and he was buried at the National Hero Cemetery of Surabaya. The last event is that in 2015, FIFA gave freezing sanction on Indonesia. The sanction is the aftermath of feud between Football Association of Indonesia and Minister of Youth and Sport. FIFA gave sanction on the reason that the Indonesian government intervened the football in Indonesia. As a consequence, Indonesian national team and whole Indonesian clubs could not compete in official competition of FIFA and AFC. Indonesian national team could not compete in international events during suspension period, except national team in SEA Games 2015. Foreign football players could not play in local clubs. The sanction of FIFA was revoked on May 13, 2016. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Aku adalah lelaki yang tak pernah lelah mencari wanita. Aku adalah lelaki yang selalu gundah menunggu wanita.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia entitled Ministry of Environment and Forestry encourages local government to build B3 waste management site. The Ministry of Environment and Forestry encourages regional governments that have the desire to build medical waste management sites or hazardous and toxic materials or B3. This was conveyed by head of the Subdirectorate of Performance Evaluation of B3 and non-B3 waste management in the Infrastructure and Services Sector of the Environment and Forestry Ministry, Edward Nixon Pakpahan, while being a speaker at the Hospital Medical Solid Waste Recycling Discussion in Surabaya, East Java on Saturday. At present, there are 6 medical waste processing services in Indonesia, but still managed by the private sector. Edward Nixon Pakpahan also said that the South Sulawesi provincial government is currently in the process of submitting a B3 waste management development permit to the central government. Edward hopes that this year the licensing process will be completed. Besides South Sulawesi province, East Java province was also built B3 waste. Meanwhile, chairperson of the Indonesian Waste Entrepreneurs Association, Saud Marpaung, said that the discussion is aimed at the hospitals in East Java can manage their waste better. Moreover, the Indonesian Waste Entrepreneurs Association also plans to hold a meeting with producers or manufacturers of intravenous fluids and medicines in the near future. Saud Marpaung added that waste issues are not only the responsibility of hospitals, hotels, restaurants, and others, but also the responsibility of all people, including producers who are expected to recycle their products. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dialah kekasihku yang
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you Selikuran Night Tradition. Lailatul Qadar or Lailat al-Qadar is an important night in the month of Ramadan that is mentioned in Al-Quran as better night than a thousand months. It is because the value of worship and kindness in Lailatul Qadar night is equal to a thousand months. This is a moment which is awaited by Muslims. Lailatul Qadar is also commemorated as the night when Al-Quran was downgraded. The night falls among odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan. Interestingly, there is unique tradition conducted to welcome the glory night. The unique tradition called Selikuran Night, which can be found at Surakarta Hadiningrat Palace, Solo, Central Java, in the 24th night of Ramadan annually. In Javanese language, Selikur means 21. So, Selikuran Night means 21st night. In accordance with the name, Selikuran Night is a tradition of Surakarta Palace to welcome the 21st night or the last 10 days of Ramadan. The tradition is conducted by holding Tumpeng Parrot, which is accompanied by Ting or oil lamp. This year, the Selikuran Night tradition was conducted on May 25 by performing parrot beginning from Kori Kamandungan Lor of Surakarta Palace to the Great Mosque of Surakarta. Selikuran Night parrot was participated in by hundreds of participants. They consisted of servants, officials and family of the palace, community, until security officers from various kinds of elements such as police, mobile brigade, and also multi-purpose front of Ansar. Once arriving at the Great Mosque of Surakarta, participants of the parade sat down and performed mass prayer. The prayer is not only aimed for the prosperity of Surakarta Palace, but also for prosperity and safety of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. After mass prayer, the tumpeng rice are shared to the participants and community surrounding the mosque. After that, the participants of the parade then back to Surakarta Palace. Tumpeng is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat originating from Javanese cuisine, Indonesia. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Teringat
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
The categories to be compete are culinary and tourism destination. In the competition, there will be 150 winners of the two categories. One winner will get 1 million rupiah. The winner will be announced on May 30, 2019. The second period starts on May 26 until June 10, 2019. There are three categories of the competition, namely culinary destination and event. In this period, there will be also 150 winners. Each winner will get 1 million rupiah. The winners will be announced on June 15, 2019. In the photographs competition, the participants must insert the main hashtag, namely hashtag PersonaMudik2019. The hashtag of the first period is hashtag RamadanPenuhPesona. Then the second one is hashtag LebaranPenuhPesona. Hashtag is a must for all participants of hashtag Persona Indonesia and Wonderful Indonesia. The program with the title Top 10 Culinary and Destination are made for people's references when homecoming season arrives. Another reason is that this year, more than 20 million people are expected to travel for homecoming. Through the program, which has been conducted since 2018, the travelers can easily get information on culinary and tourism destination. To select top 10 culinary and destination, Tourism Ministry takes information from various sources, such as TripAdvisor, Google Maps, Google, and Local Guide. Thus, the sources are verified by Genpi and created by Acceleration Team of Culinary Tourism and Shopping of Tourism Ministry. While the program of co-branding is like campaign activation of social media and homecoming bazaar, then there is also program of promo hot dealers, artists, souvenir products, which are supported by another co-branding partnership. There are 10 brands to become partnership of co-branding of Tourism Ministry, such as BRI, Grab, Bluebird, Telkomsel, Traveloka, Tiket.com, Hydro Coco, Rumah Zakat, GoFresh, and Batik Trusmi. That was our segment for today, Miss Eleni. Thanks for listening.
Begitu sedap dipandang seolah. begitu sedap dipandang seolah. Ku ingin selalu tersenyum, tapi aku malu padamu. Oh, 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 oh. Aku malu, aku malu, aku malu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, I will present a religious song entitled Ketika Tangan dan Kaki Berkata, or When Hands and Legs Speak, by Krisha. The lyrics were written by one of the best Indonesian poet creators, Taufik Ismail, who was inspired by one of the letters of Quran, namely, the letter of Yasin. There are several messages contained in this song. Firstly, it reminds human beings about death, which becomes the destiny of every God's creation. Secondly, it reminds people about the day of vengeance, where all things that have been done will be taken into account. Thirdly, it reminds people about the responsibility for all deeds in the world, where one day humans can no longer lie since all bodies will speak honestly, including the legs and arms. Well, listener, here is Krisha with the song Ketika Kaki dan Tangan Berkata.
Akan datang hari mulut dikunci, kata tak ada lagi. Akan tiba masa tak ada suara dari mulut kita.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kini
Voice of Indonesia.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at voiindonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.